Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dhena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
So we will recite the Achama Mantra now. This is about the good name. So,
Om Apavitra Pavitro Va
conditions of material life, if one can remember the lotus-eyed Krishna, he becomes externally and internally clean. So this is the meaning of this mantra. So this is the beginning of, at this onset of any type of worship, any type of puja, we generally perform achaman, we purify ourselves. So that we can worship the Lord properly with proper consciousness and proper external and internal purity. So of course, the worship of the Lord does not begin until one takes shelter of spiritual master, Adau Guru Puja, according to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. The beginning of all worship, beginning of spiritual life, comes with the mercy of spiritual master. It comes by accepting spiritual master. So today we have gathered at this auspicious ceremony to take shelter of Guru Parampara, and specifically of the lotus feet of His Holiness Kesha Bharati Maharaj and His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu. So we will request them to take from here.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Chant
Brahma Sanghita. Okay, so we will recite Brahma Sanghita now.
Just Ishvara Padma Krishna and Chintamani and ask Sri Yakshantara.
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Radhakundam Girivaram Mogho Radhika
Paramahansam Tato Yasya Krita Kriteyo Shiguru Tanitosmi Vande Aham Shiguru Shiyuta Padatamalam Shiguru Vaishnavamscha Shirupam Sagrajatam Sahavana Ravanatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sarvetam Sarvadutam Purijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shivadha Krishna Kara Sahavana Lamita Shri Vishakam Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vidanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Avashchatya Deshatarane Manchatalpada Krishna Vibhasindhu-kheva-cha Pajitana-bhavanyo Vaishnaveyo-damo-namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadamhar Shri Vasani Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. First, I'd like to thank His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu for arranging this lovely ceremony. I'd like to welcome all of you. Especially His Holiness Kavichandra Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Anuswami Maharaj, His Grace Sureshwar Prabhu and Mahapa Prabhu, my dear God brothers. It's been a long road, well traveled. I'd like to congratulate the initiates for coming to this place in your road of well traveled over many, many lifetimes to finally come to the point of rejoining Krishna's family in this Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Krishna accepts you as his family member by this process of diksha, Harinam diksha. To receive the holy name of the Lord is the greatest gift. And we pray that your spiritual lives will be completely successful. As I mentioned, I'm going to defer to Vaisheshika Prabhu for the major lecture. But I want to read two excerpts from Srila Prabhupada's teachings, which I feel give the essence of the relationship and duties of this disciple and the spiritual master. There's a lot of talk about who is guru, who is qualified for him. Issues are there and have been there for a long time. So let us hear from Srila Prabhupada what the actual truth is. I'm reading from an excerpt from a lecture that Srila Prabhupada gave in 1972 in Vrindavan during his famous Nectar of Devotion series lecture. It's very short, and I want to take a couple of minutes to read. We're going to have, this has been translated to save time, so there'll be no have Japanese translation for bishop, family, friends. Simultaneous. Thank you. Krishna is satisfied more when the devotee worships his devotee. Krishna says, if one is worshiping me and one is worshiping my devotee, then the person who is worshiping the devotee is more important than the person who is worshiping Krishna. Therefore, in the Gurvashtaka by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, it is said there, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado, Yasya Aprasadat Na Ati Yudhofi. These are Prabhupada's words. The best devotee is the spiritual master. Unless one is devotee, pure devotee, how can you be spiritual master? Spiritual master means representative of God. So who can become representative of God unless he is 24 hours engaged in the service of God, Krishna? How can you be spiritual master? This is also explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Sakshat Dalit Twena Samasta Shastra. The spiritual master is described as Buddha's Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because the spiritual master is representative of Krishna, because he's the most confidential servant of Krishna. Chintum prabhur ya priya eva jasya. The spiritual master is worshipped as good as the Supreme Person, Sakshat Dalit Twena. This is not artificial, but in all the shastras, this is recommended. Those who are learned devotees, advanced devotees, they also accept this, that spiritual master should be treated as Buddha's Hari, the Supreme Person. That is the essence of the duty of the disciple. That's my comment. That is the essence of the duty of the disciple. Now Srila Prabhupada will give the essence of the duty of the spiritual master. But the spiritual master does not think of himself as Hari. Although he's offered the respect of Hari, he thinks himself as humble servant of Hari and all others. A spiritual master takes his disciples as his spiritual master.
Krishna Master は皆全ての人を自分の先進してほしいと考えています。
That is the position.
これが彼の立場です。
He thinks that Krishna has sent me so many spiritual masters.
彼はクリスナが私にたくさんの精神教師を送ってくださったと考えています。
He does not think himself as spiritual master.
自分自身を精神教師であると考えてはなくて。
He thinks himself their servant.
彼の召使いであると考えています。
He does not think.He thinks Krishna has sent me. Because they have to be trained. Krishna has appointed him to train them. Therefore, he thinks himself.A servant of the disciples. This is the position. So when one is advanced, he can see the importance of devotees. Advanced devotees never disobey or disrespect another devotee.
発達した権威者は決して他の権威者に背いたり、ずれを働きません。
Disrespect to another devotee is a great offense.
権威者にずれを働くことは大きな罪です。
Vaishnava aparadha.
Vaishnava aparadha.
Vaishnava aparadha is very serious offense.
Vaishnava aparadha はとても重い罪です。
Therefore, we teach to address among the devotees, Prabhu, Prabhu, such and such, Prabhu. This should not be simply spoken by the lips. It should be realized. Everyone should think of another devotee as his Prabhu, Master. Not that he should try to become Master. Pinadapi sunichina, tadoradapi suhishtana, amanina, manadena. Manadena. We should be always ready to offer respect to all.Not only devotees, but everyone. Everyone. Because every living entity is originally a devotee of Krishna.
なぜすべての生命体が本質的なクリスナの召し使いです。
The essence of material life is the effort to become master.
エッセンスの物質的な生活ではみんなの主人になることだと思っています。
And the essence of spiritual life is the effort to become servant.
エッセンスの精神的な生活ではみんなの召し使いになること、召し使いになるっていう努力をすること。
My prayer is that all of us who are hearing these words direct from Srila Prabhupada at such an auspicious event and from an auspicious event when he was giving that lecture in Vrindavan in 1972. That was a long time ago.Relative. Eternal truth. And now I'd like to read the verse and purport from Srila Prabhupada from Srimad Bhagavatam, in which he elaborates slightly on these points. And reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, chapter 1, verse 10. Tadamite Tadamite Vidyasyami Mahapaur Shikava Ko Bhavan Yasyash Chedadatana Su Syanmukhumide Patishyati. That very Srimad Bhagavatam I shall recite before you because you are the most sincere devotee of Lord Krishna, one who gives full attention and respect to hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, achieves unflinching faith in the Supreme Lord, the giver of salvation. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is recognized Vedic wisdom and the system of receiving Vedic knowledge is called Avaroha Panta, or the process of receiving transcendental knowledge through bona fide disciplined succession. For advancement of material knowledge, there is a need for personal ability and researching aptitude. But in the case of spiritual knowledge, all progress depends more or less on the mercy of the spiritual master. It's not easy to keep one's attention wrapped. So if we could not move around and do things during this, it would be much appreciated. Okay? Are we back? Okay, Sachin. Hare Krishna. The spiritual master must be satisfied with the disciple. Only then is knowledge automatically manifest before the student of spiritual science. The process should not, however, be misunderstood to be something like magical feats, whereby the spiritual master acts like a magician and injects spiritual knowledge into his disciple as if surcharging him with an electrical current. The bona fide spiritual master reasonably explains everything to the disciple on the authority of Vedic wisdom. The disciple can receive such teachings, not exactly intellectually, but by submissive inquiries and service attitude. The idea is that both the spiritual master and the disciple must be bona fide. In this case, the spiritual master, Shukadev Goswami, is ready to recite exactly what he has heard from his great father, Srila Vyasadeva. And the disciple, Maharaj Parikshit, is a great devotee of Lord Krishna. A devotee of Lord Krishna is he who believes sincerely that by becoming a devotee of the Lord, one becomes fully equipped with everything spiritual. This teaching is imparted by the Lord Himself in the pages of the Bhagavad Gita, in which it is clearly described that the Lord, Sri Krishna, is everything, and that to surrender unto Him solely and wholly makes one the most perfectly pious man. This unflinching faith in Lord Krishna prepares one to become a student of Srimad Bhagavatam. And one who hears Srimad Bhagavatam from a devotee like Srimad Goswami is sure to attain salvation at the end, as Maharaj Parikshit did. The professional reciters of Srimad Bhagavatam and the pseudo-devotees whose faith is based on 1 week's hearing are different from Shukadev Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit. Srila Vyasadeva explained Srimad Bhagavatam under Shukadev Goswami from the very beginning of the Janmadhyasya verse, and so Shukadev Goswami also explained it to the king. Lord Krishna is described as the Mahapurusha in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, in his devotional feature as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord Krishna himself in his devotional attitude, descended to the earth to bestow special favors upon the fallen souls of this age of Kali. There are 2 verses particularly suitable to offer as prayers to this Mahapurusha feature of Lord Krishna. Jayam Siddha Panibhava Nama Vishtadohan Tirthas Padam Shiva Gurinchi Nutam Kaitanyam Prithyarthi Hum Panadapala Pavad Nipotam Vande Maha Purushatam Charanada Vindam Chattva Sudusichajan Sure Siduraja Lakshmin Dharmishtaraja Vachasa Yadagara Dhanam Maya Mitam Daitya Pishitam Devara Mandi Mahapurushita Charanada Dindam Bhagavatam 11.5, 33, and 34. In other words, Purusha means the enjoyer, and Mahapurusha means the supreme enjoyer, or the supreme personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. One who deserves to approach the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, is called the Mahapurusheka. Anyone who hears Srimad Bhagavatam attentively from its bona fide reciter is sure to become a sincere devotee of the Lord who is able to award liberation. There was none so attentive as Maharaj Pirchit in the matter of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, anyone who follows in his footsteps, and there was none so qualified as Shukadeva Goswami to recite the text of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, anyone who follows in the footsteps of either the ideal reciter or the ideal hearer, Shukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Pirchit, respectively, will undoubtedly attain salvation like them. Maharaj Pariksit attained salvation by hearing only. And Shukadeva Goswami attained salvation only by reciting, recitation, and hearing are two processes out of nine devotional activities, and by strenuously following the principles, either in all or by parts, one can attain the absolute plane. So the complete text of Srimad Bhagavatam, beginning with the Janmadhyaya verse up to the last one in the 12th canto, was spoken by Shukadeva Goswami for the attainment of salvation by Maharaj Pariksit. In the Bhagavad Purana, it is mentioned that Gautama Muni advised Maharaj Ambarish to hear the regular Srimad Bhagavatam as it was recited by Shukadeva Goswami. And herein it is confirmed that Maharaj Ambarish heard Srimad Bhagavatam from the very beginning to the end as it was spoken by Shukadeva Goswami. One who is actually interested in the Bhagavatam, therefore, should not play with it by reading or hearing a portion from here and a portion from there. One must follow in the footsteps of great kings like Maharaj Ambarish or Maharaj Pariksit and hear it from a bona fide representative of Shukadeva Goswami.
So the responsibility on both sides
is great. And we solicit the blessings of all the Vaishnavas present. Because without the blessings of the Vaishnavas, it's not possible.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Jai.
Lord Premanandi.
Hare Hare Bo.
Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Om Madhyana Shavarana Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Stavitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa
everything else is done.
This kind of pure faith is the most rare substance in the universe. And the qualification all of you have for being here today, for accepting this Harinam initiation, is this, is that you have this very rare commodity, this faith. And there are many Vedic scriptures also. And they're all pointing in one direction. Towards Krishna Bhakti. And the essence of Krishna Bhakti, especially in the Kali Yuga, is the chanting of Harinam. Rupa Goswami says that the crown jewel of all the Vedas, the Upanishads, they're shedding light, they're doing worship to the tips and the toes of the holy name. You don't have to do the Sanskrit, just the and Devahuti, to her exalted son and spiritual master, Pilarev, says a whole bunch of shvapa chatoga yan yan bhagri bhagri kenam tu yam tipus tapaste tu guru sasna arya brahmana chodama karan yate. And how wonderful it is that someone who's taken to the chanting of Hare Krishna, oh, how wonderful it is that someone who's taken to that chanting of Hare Krishna. Even with the tip of their tongue and even a little bit, even one time saying Hare Krishna. Everyone please say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Such a person is understood to have already performed all kinds of Vedic rituals and traveled to all holy places. The utterance of the holy name of God is so precious and so valuable that this is the statement of the Shastra. What to speak of those who have now decided to take this as their life and soul, this chanting of Hare Krishna. So that's why all of you are here today, to declare your devotion to this process, to express your faith in this process of chanting Hare Krishna. And in describing the power of chanting Hare Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada, following the great acharyas, says that the quality of one's chanting is important. As we know from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, one may go on chanting Hare Krishna for millions of lifetimes with poor quality and not attain success. Whereas one pure utterance of the holy name can bring one to the perfectional stage of life.
Dream onto the perfection of life. So we'll try again. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So we're given very clear guidelines to help us to chant purely. Out of the many, I'll mention 10 which are specifically given to us to help guide us in chanting the holy name purely. One is to be very careful not to say bad things about devotees. The tongue has a mind of its own. And actually, the tongue is connected to what's in our heart. If there's a trace of envy in my heart, then it's a possibility it could be expressed by my tongue. And if I happen to let my tongue express some bad feeling about a Vaishnava, then it creates havoc in my spiritual life. One's ability to appreciate Vaishnavas is directly connected to one's advancement in devotional service. So until one has that natural appreciation for Vaishnavas, and the danger of speaking something bad about them is there, one should be very careful to watch the tongue and make sure that it doesn't do anything bad. So if you have to say something about a Vaishnava, make sure it's nice. Otherwise, you can abstain and opt out of speaking altogether. The second guide for a chanting without offense is to not consider demigods or anyone else to be equal to God. Krishna is the greatest and he's the source of everyone and everything. At the same time, one should show respect to the demigods and understand their reverential connection to the Supreme Personality of God. The third guide to pure chanting is that one should obey the spiritual master, never break the rules and suggestions given by the spiritual master. The fourth is that one should not disrespect any scripture which is about God. Don't show disrespect to the scriptures. Fifth offense or guide is that one should not consider chanting Hare Krishna, the glories of this chanting, the power of it, to be imaginary. Sixth is to give some interpretation, some mundane interpretation on the holy name of the
Lord.
I'm speaking very briefly about all these things because of time constraints. But in essence, we can take these as seed ideas and really meditate on them. Seventh offense is to think that by chanting Hare Krishna, I'm free from all sins, therefore I can sin and then come back and chant Hare Krishna and get free again. This idea of entitlement, thinking that I'm entitled to something because I'm a devotee or because I'm chanting Hare Krishna, is poisonous. It's very dangerous for the devotee. Rather, one can consider that I don't have any qualification. I'm only a mercy case. That's very safe. Eighth offense is to consider chanting Hare Krishna to be equal to many of the other ritualistic kinds of performances that are in the Vedas for material gain. It's not. It's a transcendental process meant to awaken pure love for God in the heart. Transcendental process. Ninth consideration is that one should teach the holy name only to those who are ready to hear about it. You should explain the glories of the holy name only to those who have some faith. Tenth offense is to maintain a material attachment. It takes a lot of extra work to maintain material attachments. And so it's better just to give them up, material attachments. One should take every advantage to advance in devotional service. Every opportunity to advance in devotional service. And also, one should, above all, be very attentive while chanting Hare Krishna. Actually, all we have to offer is our attention. And real yoga is based on giving attention to God. And the best form of God to give one's attention to is the holy name. Rupa Goswami says, Vacham Vachita Diti Diti Bhavato Nama Swarupa Dvayam. That God and His name are non-different. But then he says there actually is a difference. He says God's name, Krishna's name, is more merciful than Krishna. Because Krishna's name gives you unlimited opportunity to connect with Him. And even if you've been offensive to the form of Krishna, if you take shelter of His name, then immediately you'll feel bliss. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, there's nothing else to be had in all the worlds except for the holy name. If you remind your mind before you chant that there's nothing else to be had in the 14th world, then you can rest while you chant. So today also, besides making a vow to chant Hare Krishna, which is the most powerful vow that you can make, you also receive a new identity. New name. So Maya can't find you anymore. We have in America the Witness Protection Program. I remember the first time I got a Bhaktivinoda magazine and I looked at the devotees and their names were Das and Dasi. And I was thinking, I really want one of those names. I want to get Das. It's the best name, family name that you can have, Das or Dasa. And simply by following the spirit of the name, which means service, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, no more misery for you. So you will proceed with this name-giving ceremony and the making of the vows of the initiates. And Mark Arish will start with his side.
Your hand off of her mouth so that they say them.
Yes.
sometimes I work for all four unit principles, no meat eating, no illicit sex, and no gambling, and no intoxication.
Okay. So you have shown me that your faith is unflinching. And unflinching faith is the only way to please Krishna. Mm-hmm. Not by becoming perfect at this, or perfect at that, or perfect at this. I want you to read this verse. Sachi? Sachi? Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 7, verses 51 and 52. Today, I want you to read them very, very carefully, because they, Prahlad Maharaj, in that verse, is teaching that the only way Krishna is becoming completely pleased is if we develop unflinching, unalloyed faith in Him. Okay? So, your name is a name for Krishna, beautiful name, because He has the most beautiful form. Your name is Ananda Murthy Dasi.
Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
Ananda Murthy Dasi ki.
Somebody take a picture. A good one. Good end. Okay?
I vow to avoid meat eating, including meat eaters. I vow to avoid gambling. I vow to avoid illicit sex. And I vow to chant at least 16 rounds of my mantra of duty.
And?
To accept you for the rest of my life and for future lifetimes is my hero.
And accepted. And, what about Prabhupada's books?
I will certainly read through the Prabhupada's books daily and study them very carefully.
Okay. And I want you also to accept Vaisheshika Prabhu officially, formally, as Vaisheshika Prabhu.
I'll be honored to accept Vaisheshika Prabhu as my successor.
So when I go, then you'll have clear direction. And what he says is not different than what I said. Sure. So it's been a long road. Those of you who don't know about Mark, he came in contact with Krishna consciousness in the early 80s. He met Kamal Krishna Maharaj in Hong Kong. And at the time, he was a colonel in the British military.
Haribo!
Let you know what I'm getting into here and what we have to work with. And that was a long and winding road, illustrious career, taking you many places, including Afghanistan and Kathmandu. And you learned many things. And along that way, you kept your connection with Krishna and with Mahakrishna Maharaj. And fate you, us together, and we had a very long conversation in which I believe strongly our relationship was awakened, and with Tamal Krishna Maharaj in the center, as well as Srila Prabhupada. And I know that that is important to you, and we will maintain that. You had an epiphany here in Mayapur, and therefore I want to give you a name of Lord Chaitanya, which is very sweetly connected to Mayapur. Your name is Mayapur Shashi Das. Shashi means moon, and Mayapur Shashi means the moon of Mayapur. So he is a servant of Lord Chaitanya, the moon of Mayapur. Hare Krishna.
Takes that very seriously.
So what are the very sweet vows that you are going to make today?
これから一生毎日最低16週のチャンピングをします。
Also, please be very careful in your speech. Observe the austerities of speech given in Bhagavad Gita. And please, every day, take shelter of Srila Prabhupada by reading his books.
Okay.
So, because you are a singer and your bhajans are very sweet, I chose a name that comes from a bhajan written by Bhakti Mataku. It means that when one sings the holy name, one creates a flood of nectar. Following the eternal principle of parampara, taking Srila Prabhupada's and Lord Chaitanya's order to expand the Sankirtan movement, as my life and soul. And depending on their mercy. The mercy of the previous acharyas. And all the Vaishnava devotees who are just like desire trees. I'm very pleased to accept you as my disciple. And therefore a grand disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And a member of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. I hereby joyfully award you the name Amiya Dara Devi Dasi. Hare Krishna, Bhakti and Joy. Recently you wrote me about how a sudden urgency came into your heart to become very serious about Krishna consciousness. And I can see that in your life, that you've been associating faithfully with devotees and practicing Krishna consciousness, and that this faith has grown in your heart to completely dedicate yourself to Krishna consciousness. I would like to acknowledge His Grace Mahatma Prabhu, who has been one of your Shiksha Gurus, who has nurtured your Krishna consciousness over the years. And I'm very happy that you've come here to Mayapur with this intention of surrendering and taking initiation. This is a historic occasion. Could you please tell me your vows that you're going to take today?
About 10-16 rounds in the moon, every day for the rest of my life. And I vow to abstain from eating, intoxication, and receive sex and health.
Also, please be careful about speech. Study the austerities of speech and speak what's called mukhi prasada. That means those things are beneficial for others, otherwise no need to speak. And also please take full shelter of Srila Prabhupada through his books and instructions every day. Just by reading Prabhupada's purports with a deep desire to associate with him, and your intelligence will be fortified, and you'll know how to move forward in Krishna consciousness in an intuitive level that's so powerful. Okay? And since I noticed that you have immediate attraction to Mayapur Dham, and felt very much at home here for your first time, I was happy to know that I picked a name that's related directly to Mayapur Dham. And following the eternal principle of Parampara, taking Srila Prabhupada's and Lord Chaitanya's order to expand the Sankirtan movement as my life and soul, and depending on their mercy, the mercy of the previous acharyas and the Vaishnava devotees who are just like the Zayatris, I'm exceedingly pleased to accept you as my disciple, and therefore a grand disciple of this divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a member of the Dhamma Magga Gaudiya Sampradaya. I hereby joyfully award you the name Jalangi Devi Dasi.
Krishna Krishna Sarvasya Panchamashtaiva Shastam Kashipumardhanam Sattama Udaityam Tacha Ashtamo Vinnabhava Navamo Prambhadava Dodashamo Nantahastakah Ekadasho Maharabhra Bhadasha Karmani Dini Om Vajranakaya Vimahe Krishnati Damskaya Vimani Tanno Narasimha Prachodayate Om Shanti 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 Om Purswaha.
Shall we get to other games? Maybe somebody can help play for March.
Om Purswaha Idam Vishnave Idam Namama Om Bhuvaswaha Idam Achyutaya Idam Namama Om Swaswaha Idam Narayanaya Idam Namama Om Bhurbhuvaswaha Idam Anantaya Idam Namama.
Please pick it up to me.
Om Om Ajnana Krishna Vrishaya, Bhutale,
Bhutale,
Mate,
Namaste, 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 Nama Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Nityananda Sri Advaita Sita
Nityananda Nityananda Sri Advaita Sita
Hare Guru Vaishnava Bhagavata Gita
Hare Guru Vaishnava Bhagavata Gita
Shri Rupi Sanatana Mantara Gunda
Hare Hare Bol.
Thank you.
Vedanga ki.
Jai!
Shri Prabhupada's transcendental distribution ki.
Jai!
Transcendental Mahaprasad distribution ki.
Jai!
Salaveda Pattivinda ki.
Jai!
Go Premanandi! All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Go Ramakar, Go Premanandi.
Hari Hari Go!
Samash Vedana Kishin Shani Eko Re.
Go Premanandi.
Hare
Krishna.
Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, hey! Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman.